Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Michigan Trails Report. I am your host, Tom Funk. I am the author of 50 Hikes in Michigan's Upper Peninsula and 50 Hikes on the North Country Trail and a frequent contributor, admin, moderator, all that good stuff on many of your Facebook hiking pages. All right. As always, it's great to talk trails with you guys. Want to thank my friend Adam Main again for the music. Adam is a musician in Kalamazoo, Michigan. This podcast is brought to you by Nortive 8, makers of quality hiking boots. From trail runners to full-on leather backpacking boots, check out their website, Nortive8.com, and that's the number 8. And look for a boot that will suit you. I have 3 pairs, and I love how comfortable they are. I'm actually quite surprised at how well they feel. Okay, as we all know, I have a whole bunch of different topics. I kind of rotate in and out. And as always, there will be the reservation report. And that will always be at the end of the show or near the end of the podcast, I guess. So let's get this thing underway. All right. Well, the first thing I want to share is that I modified the name of the Facebook page. It is now Michigan Trails Report / Tom's Trail Tales. And at some point, I'll ditch the latter of the name. Funny thing is Michigan Trails Report was the original name until I had to take my hiatus from doing this podcast. Well, I changed it back. So anyways, you'll get posts regardless of the name. But check it out, Michigan Trails Report on Facebook. All right, time for Hike of the Week. A state park you should visit. Hey, have you been to Rifle River State Park, located near Rose City in the northeast Lower Peninsula, just north of Midland? This park is over 4,000 acres in size, has the Rifle River running through it, and also has 10 lakes. Has a modern 75-site partially shaded and mostly grassy campground featuring a swimming beach, playground, and boat launch. So it has everything for, you know, families and that trout fishermen. So does have 3 rustic campgrounds with 99 campsites. Those are really cool. Those are the ones I have used in the past. Also has trailside cabins as well. There's an observation tower, picnicking. You know, you can go ice fishing there in the middle of the winter. You can put a boat on some of these lakes as well. So 14 miles of hiking trails there meandering through the park. So you could actually start at one end of the park and hike this long loop all the way under the park and all the way back. And there's also biking and, of course, this time of year, cross-country skiing, if there was snow. And there's actually a snowmobile trail nearby, too, on the Ausable River Scenic Byway. So, hey, next time you're up in that area of the state, check out Rifle River State Park. Highly recommend it. It's one of my more favorite Lower Peninsula state parks. Pro tip. All right. I am seeing a lot of traffic on various Facebook pages asking questions about Isle Royal and Pictured Rocks. Really cool. Those are gems as far as hiking. But, you know, I'm seeing a lot. I think it's just a lot of folks that are new to hiking or are just unfamiliar with these two parks. So I see questions like, where do I get permits? Where can I park? How many miles can I hike a day? What are the bugs like? Stuff like that. So a pro tip is, and I can't believe I'm saying this, is visit the park's website first before you go on to these forums and start asking questions. Because I'm telling you, 90% of the questions can be answered just by going to the website. And I say this because a recent post to one of the Facebook pages, it was an Isle Royal Facebook page, the author made it sound like she wanted to drive 2 cars to Isle Royal. Of course, we all know Isle Royal is an island. And this would not be the first time someone thought they could drive to Isle Royal. Anyways, nps.gov/ISRO and nps.gov/PIRO are the websites. And as a matter of fact, since the Pictured Rocks website is so clunky, There's actually on the Michigan Hiking and Backpacking page, and I think Hiking Michigan's Upper Peninsula as well. I believe there is. There's a killer guide to pictured rocks in the files section, which is quite comprehensive, has more information than the National Park, and it's actually organized better, in my humble opinion, than the National Park's website for pictured rocks. I haven't found a similar guide to Isle Royale. Therefore, you know what that means. Yeah, you bet I'll probably make an online tutorial for both. And actually, I can see a third one, too, is how to use recreation.gov, because that's another question I see. A lot of people didn't realize that it exists, and they need to use that to make reservations for pictured rocks and national forest stuff. So there you go. Check out the websites because, you know, a lot of information is there, and they're a pretty decent place to start. Trail conditions. Well, let's see. The snow report. Oh, my gosh. It's just depressing. Ugh. I'm telling you. Upper Peninsula, still enough snow to snowmobile in most places, except south of Marquette, where they're having some issues with some of the snowmobile trails, and down towards Escanaba Menominee, but to the east, over towards Suquamish, Grand Marais, fine. West, definitely lots of snow. The Lower Peninsula, oh, whoo boy, almost none left. So that's as of Sunday night, Monday morning for you guys, so... yeah, it's not looking good for snow in the Lower Peninsula. And I went over to the various skiing blogs for cross-country stuff, and of course there's nothing there because there's no snow. And of course you can always check the status of snow depth anywhere in Michigan and use it for planning future trips. It's the NOAA, the NOAA Snow Data Center. And there's actually a tutorial on my YouTube page on how to use it. And I typically post a weekly report and map on Tom's Trail Tales, but I was so depressed this week that I didn't. And the Upper Peninsula really didn't change from last week. So, but anyways, check the Michigan Trails Report Facebook page for updated information and the YouTube channel as well, which I also changed the name to, and I'll tell you what that is at the end of the podcast. Okay, where are you? There you are. Ah, trail conflicts. Yeah, we haven't done one of these in a while. So anytime I see a trail conflict or maybe a story about it, you know, I'll share it here. So this time around, I found an article on Outside Magazine, and it's titled Trail Etiquette Tips from an Old Burnout. And it's by Mike Ferentino. And he has some choice words for us. He sounds like an old curmudgeon to me. But anyways, he basically tells us not to be an a-hole on the trail. He thinks that trail etiquette has devolved to the point where he feels it really doesn't exist anymore. Personally, I think that's an exaggeration. First of all, this guy's a mountain biker. So old fuddy-duddies like myself may recall the trail conflicts of the late 1980s to mid-1990s between the mountain bikers and the hikers. And this was exacerbated when some federal land managers opened up portions of the North Country Trail to mountain bikes. I, for one, was not happy about that. There were constant conflicts on the trail. And yours truly, I was even accused, falsely of course, of sabotaging the North Country Trail to prevent mountain bikes from using it. Well, that wasn't true at all. Anyways, my position was the hikers paid for, built, and maintained what is a hiking trail only to have mountain bikes come in and ruin not only the trail, but the hiking experience. What ended up happening, and credit the Michigan Mountain Bike Association for this, and the Michigan State Parks, what they did is they ramped up the creation of single track in numerous state parks to give these guys a place to ride. Basically, there was too much demand for bike trails and not enough supply. Today, it seems to me that everyone is getting along in Michigan for the most part. If you feel otherwise, the article is posted on the Michigan Trails Report Facebook page. Make a comment there. But Mr. Ferentino does offer up some good advice, and I'm going to summarize it here. Well, first of all, don't be an a-hole. Second of all, it says yield to traffic moving uphill. A lot of people don't know that. If you're going downhill and somebody's going uphill, you yield to traffic moving uphill. Say hello to your fellow hiker. Apparently, he doesn't notice that anymore. And keep, he says, keep single track single, stay on the trail, don't create new trails. This applies to hikers as well. If there's a puddle, you go through it. You don't go around it, make a whole new trail. You just forge through it. Because when you start widening these trails, it creates erosion and some other problems. My favorite one, well, this is, I think, the funniest one here, is, and I quote, "Your music sucks." And he used a couple of biking-only references that I can't share here. But anyways, you know, a lot of people listen to music. I am not a fan of other people listening to music. You can put your earbuds in as far as I'm concerned. I don't need to hear your Barbra Streisand when I'm out on a hike. But my favorite is, don't blow up the spot. And basically, if you're shown some secret good somewhere, like a great secret trail, shut off the devices and keep it a secret. And this is contentious and weird, he says, because if we're all talking about public lands, we're talking about non-sanctioned trails, and with that comes all sort of legal, political, social baggage. And social trails have existed long before mountain bike trails and hiking trails came along and eventually became, you know, part of our trail systems. So if you're privy to, you know, some cool information about a cool spot, you know, keep it that way. I know there's a lot of people that, you know, they stealth camp and stuff like that. Just keep your yap shut about that stuff. You know, don't, you know, use your Strava. Don't, you know, put it on Instagram or, you know, put pins on maps and things like that. Resist the urge to share these secret places, especially if it's a place that it's, you know, sensitive especially. Personally, I feel this applies to an already popular trail as well, where there aren't throttles limiting the number of users. And with the pandemic, we have gained many new users to hiking and backpacking. And how do they find out about these places? Well, on pages like, you know, mine, podcasts like mine, you know, these Facebook groups. They go in, they have a great time and share their pictures. More people see it, more people visit, and the cycle continues till we have what's going on in several of the parks here in the state of Michigan. One such place is Nordhaus Dunes. That place used to be a guaranteed great place to go in and never see a soul. Now it is a party place because folks have shared the snot out of it on social media with their photos and posts. And keep in mind, the federal government is very slow to react to deal with managing land use when it involves hiking. So another example is Porcupine Mountains Wilderness State Park. The campsites are becoming trashed, too many people at too few sites. And what the state park did is they just changed the reservation policy and system to one group, one site, and they prevented the problem from getting any worse and probably lessened the demand on the resource. So kudos to the state parks for taking action there. So anyways, this is a tricky issue, as I'm all for sharing an obscure location that's open to the public but is not well known. But I also hate it when I see a place overrun by too many users, like what's going on in Pictured Rocks. I even do a yearly endangered trails, which you can see on the YouTube channel. It's based on use of the trail and overuse and its impact. So please be mindful. Sometimes it's just best to lock those memories into your brain and not share it on social media. Uh-oh. I was actually going to tell you a story about my outfitting days. It relates back to Isle Royale. And it was about an ill-prepared couple that I crossed paths with in my outfitting days. And I actually talked them out of hiking Isle Royale, as I felt they were going to die if they went there. And I recommended Pictured Rocks. And after I, you know, put this story on paper, it was several pages long, and it was just too much to read to you guys here on the podcast. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to create a separate podcast, as it's just too long of a story for here. So, but it's a hoot, you guys. You won't believe it when you hear it. It's just, you know, truth is stranger than fiction in many cases. All right, in search of. You looking for a good waterfall? Everybody goes to the Upper Peninsula, check out the waterfalls. Did you know there's a waterfall in the Lower Peninsula? And a lot of you are saying, yeah, I know there's a waterfall, Tom. It's called Akiak. Yes, okay, very good. Some say Akiak is the only waterfall in the Lower Peninsula. Well, it's definitely the largest if there are other waterfalls. I tend to think it's the only natural waterfall in the Lower Peninsula. It was named by the Native Americans, and it was called Wawawakinok, and it's just been shortened to Aukiok is what it's been shortened to. So anyways, this river and these waterfalls, four small rapids, there's even the kind of like the splash pool in there, like a natural splash pool, and it's on now what they call the Bicentennial Pathway. It used to be just this really rugged dirt path, but now it's a really beautiful pathway there. And it's about 6 miles, and you can even camp there at the Aukiok Falls State Forest Campground. So if you've ever been, hey, come over to the Michigan Trails Report Facebook page, share some photos. It's a really cool place to go and check out and see. You know, what I say is the Lower Peninsula's only waterfall. And if you think there's other waterfalls, hey, share us some photos. I'd love to see them. Okay, let's get down here, and let's see. Boy, I love these sound effects, don't you guys? Yeah, me too. Okay, well, I see a lot of folks clipping away towards their North Country Trail 100-mile badge, so I'm seeing a lot of posts on the Facebook pages. Keep up the good work, and I'll recognize anyone I see who has accomplished their 100-mile badge this year. All right, so what's going on in for events and things like that? We've got a Michigan Hiking and Backpacking group hike, Bald Mountain, Saturday, January 28th, 10 a.m. And again, as always, I say go to the Facebook pages and look at the gory details. I'm just kind of skimming through them for you, kind of giving you dates and locations. There is a Nordhaus Dunes Backpacking trip that starts Friday, January 20th. That is through West Michigan Hiking and Backpacking. Northern Michigan Hiking and Backpacking, check this out, Ice Climbing Adventure through Downwind Sports in Marquette, and that is Sunday, February 19th, 10 a.m. Chief Noonday Chapter in Barrie, Kalamazoo, and Calhoun Counties, they have, the Bell's Brewery Hike, and that is going to be done in Kalamazoo at Mayor's Riverfront Park. And that is Saturday, February 4th. And I believe that is at 11 a.m. Spear of the Woods has their February hike on Saturday, February 11th. The Marquette Area North Country Trail, they do a lot of stuff, but you got to get on their mailing list. I checked my email, didn't see anything come through, but then I saw a posting on Facebook. So they're doing stuff, but it's Mac, M-A-C, at NorthCountryTrail.org. Again, M-A-C at NorthCountryTrail.org. Get on their mailing list. If you're going up to the UP, you want to see if they're doing any hikes. Grand Traverse County, still doing weeknight hikes at 7 p.m. And there's a Mansalona snowshoe hike. That is through Jordan 45 Degree Chapter. That's Saturday, January 21st. Hiawatha, Shore to Shore, holy cow, they got a lot of stuff going on. The next one is January 28th, Paradise Winter Hike, Tequamanon Falls State Park, Rivermouth, 10 a.m. And more hikes in February and March. And finally, there's a ski event on Mackinac Island. They have enough snow, February 6th, and it's called the Mackinac Island Twilight Turtle Trek. Still have that two-day winter skills class, February 4th and 5th, Pigeon River State Forest. And that is, I didn't put down what Facebook page. I believe you're going to find that on the Michigan Hiking and Backpacking page. I didn't put down there where I got that from. Anyways, West Michigan Hiking and Backpacking page is still doing that Don't Get Ticked, which is an online class, February the 8th. And boy, these events I've been telling you about since, last summer, well, they're coming up. Outdoor-rama is about a month away, February 21st to the 23rd in Novi. And then the next, 2 weeks later, is going to be Saturday, March 4th. And that is the 28th Annual Quiet Adventures Symposium. You can go online. You can buy your tickets at a discount, $15 in advance, $20 at the door. It is the coolest event. You've got to go if you've never been. Then you can go the following weekend to Madison, Wisconsin, to Canucopia. Yeah, I know it's in Wisconsin, but, oh, man, it is a cool event. John at Michigan Pathways interviewed Uber hiker Chris Hillier on tips for newbies, and I thought it was great advice, and I agree with him 100%, so go on over and check it out. And John has also asked me to provide some content for his podcast. Go on over there, subscribe, check it out. Hopefully in a week or two you'll hear my wonderful voice over there as well. Not if you haven't heard it enough here, check it out over there as well. Let's see. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. It's time for the reservation reports. Let me get comfortable here on my seat, you guys. All right, there we go. Well, it is, coming down the pike that you got to get your reservations in. It looks like everything's open. You can make reservations for all this stuff. No more waiting. Pictured Rocks reservation system. I'm tracking Memorial Day weekend right now. 26 of the 63 backcountry sites are still available, so it's over half full for Memorial Day weekend. Guaranteed it will fill, so get on it and make those reservations if you're planning on going there. Grand Island is reservable up to 6 months from today's date. I went through there, and I've been saying, sometimes they make these sites reservable, then they'll change it to walk-up. Well, they just did it with Driftwood. Driftwood is now a walk-up site. Didn't see really any changes yet. There's just a couple sites that they're filled on Memorial Day weekend. I'll just keep checking that out for you. And remember, when Pitcher Rocks fills up, people spill over to Grand Island. Bay Furnace. That place opens May 15th for camping. And holy smokes, folks. Starting Independence Weekend, the campgrounds, reservable sites are mostly booked, and at the very most, between Independence Day and when reservations are no longer taken towards the end of July, there's only a stretch of 3 days that you could stay on the same campsite. So, yeah, if you waited since last week, it's like, boom, these sites just disappeared. So these are all available on recreation.gov, and there's an app. And there's also the website, so check that out. State Park Campgrounds, Michigan DNR Reservation website. I went to Brimley State Park, which is in beautiful Upper Peninsula near Sault Ste. Marie in the town of Brimley. And hey, a ton of camping availability, and it's right on Lake Superior. So there's a state park that has availability. Backcountry Camping, sites are open for registration into mid-July. Porcupine Mountains, at last check, 5 of the 64 sites are fully booked, so still plenty of room. Independence Day weekend looks good as well. Craig Lake Backcountry still looks very good, plenty of availability as well. And switching over to Isle Royale, I'll be tracking the Ranger 3 and the Isle Royale Queen, and right now all dates available for both the Ranger and the Queen. I tried monkeying around with the Isle Royale Seaplane. You basically have to submit an online form to figure out what the availability is. So, I'm not really going to track the seaplane, and not many of you guys will take the seaplane because we all love the boat, right? So there you go. And, of course, Stone Wheel Trails are officially open, but check with your local trail clubs to see if there's any issues, because I do see them with some of the lack of snow in the central part of the upper Peninsula. And it's time for that weather report. Marquette temps are going to be right below freezing for the next week or so, and it looks like a new batch of snow will arrive in a day or so. So if you want snow, you're going to need to go to the Upper Peninsula. Forecast out of Grand Rapids. Oh, depressing. Oh, I need something for depressing. For a sound. I don't have it on my app here. But anyways, yeah, the seasonally warm weather is just going to continue, and which means no snow for the foreseeable future. All right. Hey, when you hear the bumper music, it's getting towards the end, eh? Hey, I checked my stats again. I'm still hovering around 750 to 800 listeners. And while you're here, why don't you click on that following button? It's free. It won't hurt. Nobody's going to bite. I promise. It does me a lot of good. And again, thank you to NorTV for the sponsorship of this program. And if you're interested in sponsoring a show, check out my Patreon account. And I don't know if you knew this or not, but it was Aldo Leopold's birthday. And our quote will come from him this week. Ethical behavior is doing the right thing when no one else is watching, even when doing the wrong thing is legal. That's one of my favorite quotes of all time. Hey, do the right thing even when nobody's looking. All right, so thanks for joining us. Facebook, we are at Michigan Trails Report. Also, we have, the YouTube page. Yeah, that's right. I was going to tell you the new name. Tom Funk's Travelogue. That's what it's called. Tom Funk's Travelogue. Kind of more accurately reflects what I'm doing. And as always, I put the transcript on my Substack. So if you have friends that, don't like podcasts, they can read it on the Substack. All Trails, you can follow me at Thomas Funk. And my Patreon account is patreon.com/TomFunk. And one final request before I go. Even if you haven't clicked the following button by now, can you at least share this with your friends? And if you don't like the podcast, share it with somebody you don't like. And with that, thanks you guys. We'll see you next week.